The downgrading of the U.S. credit rating could trickle down to directly affect Massachusetts communities. Moody's Investor Services has revised its outlook to negative for a dozen Massachusetts cities and towns, saying that the governments are vulnerable because they depend on federal dollars. Those communities include Newton, Lexington, Hingham, Wellesley, and Brookline. To get a sense of what this means, we're joined by Brookline Town Administrator Melvin Kleckner. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this isn't a downgrade necessarily. It's a revised outlook. So what exactly does that mean?
Yes. So what this means is that Moody's will then conduct a more rigorous review of the town's finances and the impacts that the town may feel from this debt crisis.
More rigorous review because these are the affluent communities in the state because they've borrowed a lot? I mean, why these communities?
Well, that's a good question. I think that Moody's feels that it's the AAA communities that must be reviewed because the sovereign government, which is the United States, may have a lower rating. So in other words, the federal government currently has a AAA rating. If it gets lowered, then they're concerned that any subordinate governments, like local governments, they may have a higher rating, and that needs to be reviewed.
So was it all the AAA communities in the state then?
That's the curious part of this review, is because I understand and acknowledge that if the federal government is having problems and will have to reduce spending, that those communities and those states that are heavily reliant on federal funds would be impacted. In our case, in Massachusetts, it's my understanding that both Boston and Cambridge were the communities that have been exempted from this review. I can't imagine two communities reliant much more on federal funding and federal jobs than those communities. Brookline was not exempted, and so we will be going through that review.
I've heard that Lexington officials say that if there were any credit downgrade, where they would actually, get rid of that AAA rating, that they would ask Moody's to justify it. Is there anything Brookline is planning to do along those lines or other lines?
Well, of course, we would want to make sure that we had an opportunity to understand what Moody's, the basis for a downgrade would be, and we'd like that opportunity to challenge that. We feel that we're very strong financially. We balance our budget every year, and we deserve that AAA rating.
How does it affect you in terms of what you might spend on town projects? Are there plans in the immediate future to sell any bonds or to do any big financing that this could affect you? Or were there ideas about it and this action makes you a little leery?
Well, of course, we have a number of projects that are dependent on borrowing. Our major projects, including school projects, are all assumed to be borrowed. And so in our capital plan, for sure, we have a number of projects that are assumed to be borrowed on a certain interest rate. And if the town's bond rating is downgraded, that interest rate will surely go up and would put those projects potentially in jeopardy.
Will you hold off on anything?
Well, our next plan to go to the market is in January or February, so we're anxiously awaiting the Moody's review, which we're informed would take about 90 days from now.
So they'll do another review, and in 90 days you'll find out exactly where your credit rating stands?
That's correct.
Are you doing anything else concrete because of this announcement that they were going to change the outlook?
We have been in touch with our Congressman Barney Frank, and he is very concerned, along with the other congressional representatives. I believe they have communicated directly to Moody's. We have directly communicated to Moody's through our rating analyst, who we've talked to already. But we're actually going to go into this more formal review in the next 90 days. So I guess that's where the rubber will hit the road.
Right. Brookline Town Administrator Melvin Kleckner, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning, and good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.